Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero off of Del Rio Road has some great deals April 8th through the 21st. Boneless pork loin chops for $1.99 a pound and crisp sweet Fuji apples for only 79 cents a pound. Check out the three-piece fish and chips in the service deli for only $5.99 each. And black bean and edamame salad for $7.99 a pound. In the butcher department, they have top sirloin steaks for $7.99 a pound and fresh chicken tenders for $3.99 a pound and pork tenderloin for only $3.99 a pound. $5 Tuesdays and Thursdays are here, April 14th and April 21st. Eggo 24-pack for only $5. Fresh baked muffins for $5. Best yet, 24-pack of drinking water for $5. And on Thursday, April 9th and April 16th, check out the Brown Cow Yogurt, 5 for $5. $5 Thursday gives you 2 pounds of boneless, skinless chicken breast. Valley Fresh Market in Atascadero. Fresh food, fair prices, and the best service on the Central Coast. The Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant has a wonderful atmosphere for all your friends and family. Spirit of Paso Robles in the River Oaks neighborhood is now serving weekly dinner specials like fried chicken on Wednesdays, Alaskan halibut Fridays, prime rib Saturday, and barbecue ribs on Sunday. Tell your friends and family to meet you at the new local favorite, the Spirit of Paso Robles Restaurant, located in the River Oaks neighborhood, right in the middle of the golf course.
The following is brought to you by G. Weeman Construction, general contractor, specializing in winery and commercial construction. G. Weeman Construction, building America.
KPRL Local News.
Good morning. Welcome to KPRL's Morning Exchange for Wednesday, April 15th, 2026. I'm Kevin Will.
Former Cal Poly Vice President announces candidacy for Paso Robles Mayor. Templeton Area Advisory Group to discuss Connector Project this week. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 42 degrees.
This hour, the Morning Exchange is brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone on Ramada Drive in Calmetto Lane. Now with the most comprehensive local news on the Central Coast, Chris Garcia.
KPRL News is brought to you by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. Retired Air Force officer and former Cal Poly Vice President Bill Britton has officially announced his candidacy for mayor of Paso Robles. Earlier this month, Mayor John Hammond said he will step down in December and not seek re-election. Britton's campaign held a launch event last week, which, quote, saw an overflow of crowd-motivated volunteers and residents from every corner of the city. According to a release from Britton's campaign, Britton himself said, Paso Robles is ready for a leader who brings people together rather than driving them apart. This isn't just a campaign. It's a movement of citizens who care deeply about the future of our home. Current Mayor John Hammond announced he has endorsed Bill for mayor, saying he, quote, represents the next generation of leadership for the city of Paso Robles. Other attendees at the event that spoke positively of Britton for mayor were Supervisor John Pashong, Sheriff Ian Parkinson, Paso Robles Mayor Pro Tem Steve Gregory, and former State Assemblyman Jordan Cunningham. For more information on Bill Britton's background and his vision for the city, you can visit bill4pasorobles.com. Templeton Area Advisory Group to discuss Connector Project from Atascadero to Templeton. I'll have that and other stories coming up. KPRL News Time is 6:09.
Junior, do you know why my TV is turned down so low? Last week, I went down to see Peter Lussier, hearing aid specialists of the Central Coast. He's a nice young feller who tested my hearing. He had me try on these nearly invisible hearing aids. See? They ain't got no buttons or nothing. By gum, I hear like I'm 29 years old. Call Peter at Hearing Aid Specialists. Dial 805-460-7385. Or use your smartphone and go to SlowCountyHearingAids.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:10. The Templeton Area Advisory Group will be meeting tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. in the CSD Boardroom, 206 5th Street. In tomorrow's meeting, TAG will discuss the newly proposed Templeton to Atascadero Connector Project. The proposed project is a one-mile-long, multi-use trail connecting South Main Street in Templeton to the existing De Anza Trail near Ferro Carril Road in Atascadero. According to the TAG's agenda, the project would disturb approximately 2 acres, including the permanent trail footprint and temporary construction of staging areas. The agenda also lists key features, including a pedestrian and bicycle overcrossing of the Union Pacific Railroad and free-spanning bridge over Pass Robles Creek. TAG meetings are in person only. The Central Coast Taxpayers Association presented and honored Katie Grimes, editor-in-chief of the California Globe, with their 2025 Hero of the Taxpayer Award. The award recognizes her, quote, outstanding investigative journalism and unwavering commitment to exposing government waste, advocating for fiscal responsibility, and championing taxpayer interest across California, according to the association. Grimes serves as editor-in-chief of the California Globe and has written for outlets including the Sacramento Bee and Washington Examiner. She is known for her incisive analysis, independent and dedicated to transparency, truthful reporting on government accountability. A reminder that a section of the downtown city park on the north side of the Carnegie Library will be closed today. The closure is for the removal of a beehive. A qualified beekeeper will safely relocate the hive away from the public, and the surrounding area will remain closed for the rest of the day to allow any remaining bees to disperse. The city recognizes the importance of the natural environment, including local plants and animals, and has carefully evaluated the best course of action for this beehive removal, a release says. In sports, Major League Baseball yesterday, the Dodgers beat the Mets 2-1, the Padres over the Mariners 4-1, the Athletics beat the Rangers 2-1, the Angels over the Yankees 7-1, Reds beat the Giants 2-1. Tonight, the Dodgers will face the Mets, the Padres will go against the Mariners, the Athletics will face the Rangers, the Giants will go against the Reds, and the Angels will face the Yankees. In California news, Carlos Ivan Mendoza, the man who was shot by federal agents during an immigration enforcement stop on April 7th, has been charged with federal officials with assaulting a federal officer. Federal officials allege that Mendoza hit a federal officer with his vehicle before reversing and attempting to flee the scene. Mendoza's attorney said he was doing everything he could to not run them over, disputing the claim that there is a warrant for his arrest, and said he is a U.S. citizen. Another woman has come forward with allegations against Representative Eric Swalwell, alleging that she was assaulted by him in 2018 at a hotel in Southern California. Lana Drews said that she believes Swalwell drugged her before assaulting her. This came a day after Swalwell announced he will resign from Congress. A former gynecologist at the University of California, Los Angeles, 69-year-old James Heaps, pled guilty to sexual abuse charges on Tuesday. This comes after an appeals court dropped conviction charges against him earlier this year. He was initially sentenced to 11 years in prison in 2023. This was overturned, however, after it was ruled that he was denied a fair trial. He faces 13 felony counts and 11 years in prison. Local news was sponsored by Hearing Aid Specialists of the Central Coast. Call today to schedule a complete hearing evaluation at 805-460-7385. KPRL News Time is 6:14.
Hi, everybody. It's time for your Landed Livestock Report. You're on the Ag Information Network. I'm Russell Nimitz. Well, according to the latest report out from the Association of Equipment Manufacturers, U.S. sales of agricultural tractors and combines declined in March compared to the previous year, signaling continued challenges in the agricultural economy. In fact, tractor sales fell 9.1%, while combine sales dropped 25.3% compared to March of 2025. AEM says the biggest drop in the U.S. came in the 100-plus horsepower tractors, which fell almost 25% last month. The trend extended north of the border in Canada, where tractor sales decreased over 16% there, and combine sales declined sharply by 61% year over year. Kurt Blades, Senior VP of Industry Sectors and Product Leadership at AEM, says the numbers reflect the overall softness in the ag economy. And he says despite the declines in sales this year, the commitment to modernize equipment and adopting innovative technologies remains strong, positioning the industry for long-term growth. Fingers crossed, Mr. Blades is right. When proven genetics matter, cattlemen turn to Linsco's LT Ranch. Join them Saturday, April 18th, 11 o'clock at their sale facility in Isabel, South Dakota for their 45th annual bull sale. Selling 274 Charlet, 323 Angus, and 56 Hereford bulls, developed for performance, longevity, and backed by their customer buyback program. For videos and a catalog, visit linscosltranch.com. And remember, bid live at DB Auction or liveag.com.
The 2026 world-famous Mile City Bucking Horse Sale starts with horse racing. 6 days with Parimutuel Wagering, May 2nd and 3rd on Derby Days, coinciding with the Kentucky Derby that'll be shown live in Miles City, Montana. Mother's Day is extra special with Moms Free to the Races and more races added May 15th through the 17th. The world-famous Miles City Bucking Horse Sale, where the spirit of the West comes alive. For a full schedule and tickets, head to buckinghorsesale.com.
For the Ag Information Network, I'm Russell Nimitz.
When it comes to sustainable energy systems and service, Central Coast residents trust Solarponics. Marilyn from Templeton says, quote, Solarponics installed our system almost 20 years ago. There are occasions when your system needs to be serviced. With Solarponics, work is completed quickly with knowledge and skill. This is as important a part of a solar company as the original installation. Thank you, Marilyn, for your Google review. When we install a sustainable energy system, we're installing a lifetime of as important service. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
Attention Central Coast homeowners. Is your water heater over 7 years old? If so, replace it with a heat pump water heater before it fails and save thousands in energy costs. Plus, new rebates cover up to 80% of the cost. Call or click to get a free, no-hassle quote today. Don't just go solar, go Solarponics. Solarponics.com.
KPRL News continues at 6:18. Food and Farm News brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, bringing you truly high-speed internet faster than satellite and DSL with no data limits. 805-995-4181. Ever-increasing labor costs in California and free trade that led to a surge in cheaper, duty-free asparagus imports from Mexico have pushed the state's asparagus industry to the brink of extinction. But a handful of growers and packers continue to hang on, with some even expressing a ray of optimism. I think we felt better about it the last 2 years, said Aaron Barcellos, a partner in the family-owned A-Bar Ag Enterprises near Firebaugh. Last year and this year, the markets, for whatever reason, haven't had the imported grass and were finding better markets. California asparagus production topped 37,000 acres in 2000 before it started to decline, according to the U.S. Department of Agriculture figures. The state now has probably fewer than 1,000 acres of commercial asparagus, according to industry estimates. Food and Farm News, brought to you by Ranch Wi-Fi, delivering big city speeds to the Central Coast. 805-995-4181 or visit ranchwifi.com. Traffic report brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. The California Highway Patrol reports highways and roadways throughout the North County are clear so far this Wednesday morning. No reports of accidents or traffic hazards within the past half hour. Traffic brought to you by Savage Spirits and Deli. Weather sponsored by Davis Body Shop, the North County's most experienced, locally owned body shop. Partly cloudy skies today with highs in the mid-70s. Northwest winds at 5 to 10 miles per hour. Partly cloudy skies tonight with lows in the mid-40s. Northwest winds at 10 to 15 miles per hour. Partly cloudy tomorrow, highs in the mid-70s. West-northwest winds at 10 to 20 miles per hour. extended forecast is sunny on Friday, mostly cloudy on Saturday, partly cloudy on Sunday and Monday, cloudy on Tuesday with about a 45% chance of showers, then partly cloudy on Wednesday. Mid-70s Friday, low 80s Saturday, low 70s on Sunday, mid-60s Monday and Tuesday, 69 a week from today. Currently, it is 41 degrees and partly cloudy in Paso Robles. Weather is brought to you by Davis Body Shop, with a 61-year history of excellence and happy customers. KPRL News Time is 6:20.
When you need a plumber, chances are you need one right away. That's why Red's On-Time Plumbing is available 24/7 with same-day service. Red's On-Time Plumbing has a 5-star rating on Google. Get a great plumber and quick. If you're planning a project, Red's has convenient online booking and always gives free estimates. Ask about a $1,000 SoCal rebate on high-efficiency tankless water heaters. Schedule now at ontimeplumbingpro.com or call Red's On-Time Plumbing at 805-466-6188.
Looking for the perfect getaway without going too far? Experience the beauty of Allegretto Vineyard Resort, recently named Gold for the best Paso Robles hotel and best resort in the 2026 Central Coast Best Award. Enjoy peaceful vineyard views, elegant rooms, and the welcoming atmosphere locals love at Cello Restaurante and Bar. Discover award-winning cocktails recognized with silver for the best specialty cocktails. For a memorable stay or staycation right here in Paso Robles, book your visit at Allegretto Vineyard Resort today.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL is brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
I'm Taylor Riggs, and this is the Fox Business Report.
Big banks are reporting more encouraging signs on the U.S. economy. Bank of America says consumer spending held up in the recent quarter despite a turbulent start to the year and higher gas prices. Its earnings and revenue both topped expectations. Morgan Stanley also reported an upbeat quarter. Though the Iran conflict is impacting sales of luxury goods, even Birkin bag maker Hermes, which usually holds up better than competitors, its sales were disappointing, impacted by a decline in shopping in the Middle East and fewer tourists in Paris. Crude oil prices remain under $100 a barrel this morning. The U.S. military says its blockade of Iranian ports has been fully implemented. That's your Fox Business Report. I'm Jenny Cosola. Invested in you.
My name is Whitney Allen, and I'm a widow. My husband Ryan died. We never thought we'd ever have to use life insurance, but the unexpected happened. With Ethos, signing up was fast and 100% online. You can get a quote in seconds, apply in minutes, and get same-day coverage. No medical exams, and you can get up to $3 million worth of coverage. I'm grateful we were prepared.
Get your free quote at ethos.com/term. That's ethos.com/term.
Paid spokesperson. Time spent on application may vary. Online health questions required.
This Fox Business News update on KPRL brought to you by Stifel, your full-service wealth management firm since 1890. Stifel, located at 1337 Vine Street in Paso Robles. Call 805-238-3080. Stifel, 238-3080.
H.M. Holloway, family-owned and operated for over 85 years, the leading producer of gypsum and other soil amendments in Central California. The Holloway Red Ribbon Service puts farmers, family, soil, and community first. So put the Red Ribbon Service from H.M. Holloway to work for you. It's a trusted name with farmers for over 85 years. Visit their website, hmholloway.com, or call the Paso Robles office, 805-369-2000.
CNC Tree Service, locally owned by Randall and Shannon Clegg for 38 years. Tree removal, trimming, cabling, corrective pruning, stump grinding, brush and road clearance. They have the equipment for any residential or commercial job. If you want instant shade with mature trees, they have the only spade truck in the area to plant or move your large trees. CNC has moved oaks, manzanita, olives, palms, pepper, and various others. Licensed and insured, member of the International Society of Arboriculture. Call 805-434-0914.
At Peak Painting, we get it. Hiring contractors can be frustrating. Missed calls, no callbacks, endless waiting for even a price. We do things different. You can book your quote right on the spot. And to top that off, you will have a detailed quote and price before we leave. Painting is easier with Peak.
Hi, I'm Seth Peak.
And I'm Ryan Peak.
And we're the Peak Brothers. From cabinet painting to interior painting.
Exterior painting, both residential and commercial.
We're your go-to family-owned and operated painting company serving all of Slo County. We look forward to working with you. To learn more and book your appointment, visit Peak Painting at peekpainting.com.
Email it to the studio, kevin@kprl.com. The stream is kprl.com, freedom of speech. Brought to you by Tatchy Palace Casino Resort in Lemoore. It's the perfect Central Valley staycation and outstanding gas prices. 238-577-5238, KPRL, which you can text at 75. And it's that easy to get involved and express yourselves. That's what freedom of speech. Pretty important thing, don't you think?
Pure love, baby, it's pure love. Milk and honey and Captain Crunch. And
the Morning Exchange.
In the morning. Pure love, baby, it's pure love. 99 and 44, 100% pure love. Wake up with
KPRL. All righty, coming up this afternoon, Karen on Sound Off. She will have could be an emotional show. She's having a Paso Robles mother on whose child is one of three girls molested, and it's in a current case. We'll talk about the case, the legal process, and the impact on the family. So that's this afternoon here on The Right Choice. Okay, some baseball updates for you. Mr. Brooks Lee hit another home run as the Twins shut out the Red Sox 6-0. He was 1-for-4 with that home run. And the Diamondbacks beat the O's 4-3. Dylan Beavers, batting fifth, by the way, DHing yesterday. He was 0-for-3, but he did get a walk. And if you look at the box scores with Dylan, even if he doesn't get a hit, he manages to get on base. It's a pretty good batting eye. So little update for our local fellas there playing in the bigs. All right, let's see here. Got a couple of things on the text and a couple from, well, one this morning, one from yesterday. And we'll go first. This has to do with Bill Britton came in. Let's see. If I were him and running for office, I would not want any endorsement from Hammond or Gregory. As far as I'm concerned, they have been part of the problem in Paso Robles. I will be interested to see who he gets money from. Yep, that is. Of course, they have to report that, so I don't know when that will come out. Also, let's see here, another one. This came in yesterday. It just says, airport. I have heard that Lloyd's is losing money and is thinking about getting out. What do you know? I know enough to be dangerous. That's what I could say. I have heard it been described to me as somewhat of a three-ring circus, but I don't know how airports operate, what they're supposed to, all that kind of stuff. So I'm just getting it from second source, sometimes third sources. So perhaps some of you know. I guess the thing to do would be ask the city of Paso Robles what the revenue is like out there and find out. I've heard there's been some issues with some things, let's just say, including gasoline. So anyway, there you go. Okay, on the inbox, on the text, this is Steve Hilton is likable. Chad Bianco comes across as an arrogant bully. Well, I have a question about that. Likeable. A lot of people are likable. Are they competent? Or are they BS artists? I think we have somebody in Washington, D.C. who a lot of people don't like because he comes across as arrogant. So I've always found that portion of people's decision-making, whether it's voting and other things, very interesting, because as As a matter of fact, we're having a conversation with a couple of people the other day about this. I don't care if my doctor is, shall we say, Mr. Personality. I don't. I just want them to be a good doctor. They don't need to come in with a comedian suit on or anything like that, which if that happens, that's fine. But when you say, well, he's cold, he's really direct, he's, you know, I don't care. As long as they're good at what they do. That's part of, I'm not living with them. I'm not going on 4-hour car rides with them or anything like that. I just want to be taken care of, or in the case of a political person, just want them to do their job to say what they're going to, what they say they're going to do. That's it. Likeable. Okay. Let's see here. Here's another one on Bianco. I don't trust Bianco because he knelt for BLM and is pro-amnesty people. Oh, and pro-amnesty people need to look it up. Well, I did look up the part about the BLM, and yes, he did. He knelt with protesters during a demonstration in downtown Riverside in June of 2020. And Sheriff Bianco and about 130 deputies faced thousands of demonstrators at an intersection in June of 2020. During this encounter, Bianco took a knee alongside them. At the time, Bianco said, "We want your voices to be heard. We want to be heard together," adding that he wanted to change the relationship between authorities and the community. Maybe he did that to help stave off a riot or violence. I don't know. I don't have the whole story, but I did go ahead and look that up. Some criticized the move as bending the knee. Supporters and at the time said it was an act of de-escalation. There you go. And although he was praised by some for leadership at the time, the incident became a point of criticism for him later within his own party during his political career. Well, again, I think the de-escalation is probably more likely. So you'll have your choices. You'll have your choices. All right, 238-577-5238-KPRL. here's a little something for you. You know, yesterday I was mentioning about the Parkinson's and the 274% increase since 1990 worldwide. And then I came across something this morning that is good news, that cancer rates in the United States have been falling. They've been falling over the past decades. However, certain parts of the country are seeing less improvement in those numbers. And it's a little bit of a surprising. Now, what they did, the people who do this for a living, they analyzed birth certificates going back to 1981 and across nearly 3,000 counties in the United States of America. I didn't know there were that many counties. Anyway, and what they came across, again, this is somewhat interesting. The highest rates of mortality decline and the biggest drop in deaths were seen in urban, coastal, and higher income counties. Now, I guess you could say the coastal and higher income, but the urban was very interesting. Very interesting. And then you have the declines are smallest in rural and lower income counties regarding the cancer. So there's not really specifics. I guess you can say when I'm thinking of rural, I mean, a lot of people think that we're a rural county, which in some areas we are, but we're, there's a lot of access to a lot of care and so forth. As soon as I saw the word rural, I just started thinking of Appalachia and places like that where, believe it or not, there are people that are disconnected. They're disconnected. And there's many reasons for that. It's somewhat generational. And they're just very leery people. I've told stories over the years running into some of these places and being warned just to keep my mouth shut, stay in the vehicle, don't get out, Kevin. Don't even, try to avoid
constant eye contact. So, and there's a lot more places than that that I think people think. So that may be part of it. And then when I said the rural, that's what I'm thinking of. Again, they don't break this down into exact areas, but they just kind of generalize. So anyway, there you go. Just a couple of things to start off this morning here on The Right Choice, KPRL. And also we had some news regarding the, Chris did it on the gynecologist sentence after pleading guilty to sexually assaulting patients at school. And it might be interesting because it's online to go ahead and maybe look in that a little bit more. Because you just wonder how these things, just like we're seeing with this Swalwell, continue to go on. And this is just, disgusting. Disgusting. All right, some more money stuff here. Oh, I know what. Speaking of money, yesterday we had a caller about the potential bond here in Paso Robles. And what was brought up that by law, bond measure money cannot be used for salaries or employees. But it can be used for only building and facility improvements. Goes on here. Is money fungible? Yes. So district staff could push maintenance under bond funding, freeing up money for pay raises, new employees, and frivolous spending. So I don't know if you would call that creative accounting or not. Not sure, but something to consider, because we have seen that happen before. If you remember, if you go back to the old bond, there was some questions that not right away on the wording. And if you remember, they put a poster or a banner outside on Niblick Road there near the school on what specifically the money would go for. And then there were quite a few people in the community that then brought up some questions about where some of the money was going. So, and we never got that answered because we had the sleazebag in charge there and a board that supported him being a sleazebag. All right, so, and again, money, because money does things. And remember, in the state, we have some serious problems regarding money. It doesn't seem to be pronounced enough, I don't think, to the people here in the state of California. And so what we're looking at is the deficits in the future. You know, some will say it's much as 30 million. That's not, we've had deficits for four consecutive years. And more than likely, we're going to see bigger shortfalls. So what is the solution for the government? Well, they're looking for ways to combine sustainable revenue increases. Sustainable revenue increases. What does that mean? It's taxes. Because taxes don't go away, do they? They don't go away. So we've got a problem with spending. And remember, we told you about 3 weeks ago that the state brought in record amount of money, but we're still losing money. That's brilliant. All right, let's see here. Lowering speed limit. This is on the email. Kevin, Caltrans reduced the speed limit along a 5-mile segment of Highway 1 on the Big Sur coast following a recent engineering and traffic survey. The affected section begins south of Coast Road and extends to the north of Garapato Creek Bridge, whatever it is, a scenic and heavily traveled portion of Highway 1. Based on survey findings of the two-lane rural highway, the speed limit will be reduced from the maximum of 55 miles per hour to 45 miles per hour in both directions. This change aims to encourage the safe and orderly flow of traffic. As of this week, all speed limit signs have been updated and enforcement is effective immediately. Okay, it is a beautiful drive, no doubt about it, but let's see here. You have quite a few people in RVs and, you know, pulling their motorhomes. They generally don't go that fast anyway, and people want to get around them because it's a nuisance. Sorry to those of you who have those vehicles, but you know it's true when you drive behind them, or maybe you have a little more sympathy. So one can't wonder if the frustration will build up on people and the traffic being piled up, because not all, but many people, when the traffic is backed up, they're not looking in their rearview mirrors, and next thing you know, there's 10, 12 cars behind this one slow-moving vehicle. So then the frustration starts, and then what happens? People make stupid decisions. They make stupid decisions. So I don't know how many accidents have been along that. I mean, you have to be careful on that road anyway. But just so you know. So let's see here. Not only on there. Chris, we've had Vine Street. Have you driven Vine Street much, Chris, since it went down to 25?
Well, yeah, because it's still my main way of getting, you know, from north to south.
Do you notice people driving slower?
Not particularly. I'm not saying they're speeding, but it feels the same to me.
I won't ask you what your speed limit is, because we don't want to get you in trouble.
Right. Don't want to incriminate myself.
No, you don't. You don't. All right, so you have that, and then again, the same thing. There was another. The one up on San Miguel. That is now 30 miles an hour when you're going, making a right off Mission Street onto River Road, going across, not across the bridge, to the bridge, because the bridge going across, then that goes to 45. But the 30 miles an hour, those signs are posted. And I can't really tell if people are abiding by it, because like obviously when I come in the morning, there's nobody there, so it's not a big deal. And then I go home that way on Mondays and Fridays, and because of the times I go home, there's not much traffic there. So I don't know. I haven't seen any the CHP. No, the sheriffs are CHP. Anyway, I haven't seen them planted up there. Now they did plant themselves when they changed the four-way four-way stop sign there at Mission, coming off River. And maybe they'll be back up there soon, but so we're slowing all the speed limits. Hi, good morning.
Hi, good morning, Kevin. You say on the beehive, getting rid of the beehive in the park?
Uh-huh.
Well, anyway, my friend got on TV about, you know, beehives, and one method of getting rid of, you know, bees, and I don't think it hurts them, is you get like a jar of mothballs. You know, and you put it by the hive, and that mothballs really put out a real odor, and they don't like it at all, and they'll leave. I did it. I tried that, and it did work. I just set a jar of mothballs right where they were going in and out at. In a few days, they were gone. They went someplace else. I just want people to know that. You don't have to kill bees to get rid of them, or you don't necessarily have to hire somebody to do it. You could just do it yourself a lot of times. Get on that TV deal where you look up beehives and stuff, and you can hear all about it.
I haven't heard, I haven't read, or found out on why the removal.
They can swarm. Yeah, they can swarm all of a sudden. Go nuts and start stinging people.
All right. Well, there are people that are allergic to bees, right?
Yeah.
Okay. The beekeepers found that location the bees found that location for a reason, right?
Yeah.
They like it.
Yeah. It's way up in an oak tree. I think I know the hive.
Oh.
Way high up in a oak tree.
So what's to keep the bees from not coming back?
Yeah,
I mean, I don't know.
Sometimes they'll seal it up so they can't get back in.
All right, I don't know if this makes sense, but we've had, and usually around this time of year in May, I come home from work and I have one of the garage doors open. And we've got the birds coming in and building a nest this time of year. And each year we do something to try and avoid it. Now, I know the easiest thing would be to is keep the garage door closed. However, I'm in and out all the time. And even in one of the trees off to the side of the garage, there is a bird nest in there, and our cats like to go there. You know what happens every year? The same birds keep coming back.
Yeah.
No matter, even despite the cat's efforts to consume them.
Short memories.
Well, again, I don't know the scientific part of it, and I'm not saying they're doing the wrong thing. I'm just very curious on to, okay, so this is a kind of a big deal, I guess. There's been reports of bites, and they're up, and bees basically leave you alone, don't they?
Yeah, unless you threaten them, pretty much. Well, I guess
I've never yelled at a bee.
Oh, when they swarm, I guess they go nutty.
I don't know enough about them, so if we have any bee experts out there, I'd be interested to know, because learning is fun.
Yeah, be careful with those moss balls, because they're not good for humans to breathe the stuff either, you know, but...
Yeah, but they... People used to put those in chests. I remember we had an old chest at home, and Mom had the mothballs in there.
Oh, yeah, yeah.
And you'd open it up, and like, woo!
I can't stand the smell of mothballs, but and bees don't either.
Like it.
They hate it.
All right, well, that's good to know for anybody who has concerns about bees even on their own property. All right,
yeah,
Daph?
Okay, take care.
All right, bye. Chris, you afraid of bees?
I don't like them very much.
But you're not going to, you know...
actually, yeah. I don't like it when a bee goes near me. I kind of just freeze up and wait for it to pass.
I guess because I've never been stung. Just never had a...
I've been stung several times, and the last time I got stung was, like, one of the most annoying ones. So I was already having a bad day, right? My internet was out, and I was running back and forth between my router and my computer to see, like, if I can get it working. I'm outside at one point, and I hear something buzzing near my hair. I assume it's a fly. I don't, like, swat it away or try to hit it. I just put my hand near it, and instantly my finger gets stung, and I was mad.
So your day was over.
No, it had to continue, and I eventually got the internet working again, but I was not happy.
All right, so I'll knock on wood. I've been stung by a jellyfish, but never by a bee. And that wasn't nice. All right, we're going to exit stage left.
Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage and Atascadero, voted the best mortgage company in the North County. Retired Air Force officer and former Cal Poly Vice President Bill Britton has officially announced his candidacy for mayor of Paso Robles in the 2026 general election. Britton has been endorsed by Mayor John Hammond and Mayor Pro Tem Steve Gregory. More information on his campaign can be found at bill4pasorobles.com. Central Coast Taxpayers Association presented and honored Katie Grimes, editor-in-chief of the California Globe, with their 2025 Hero of the Taxpayer Award. The award recognizes her outstanding investigative journalism and unwavering commitment to exposing government waste, advocating for fiscal responsibility, and championing taxpayer interest. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Colony Mortgage of Atascadero. Ready to help you with conventional FHA, VA, or reverse mortgage. Call 805-466-3598.
Ace Auto Care in Atascadero. The best price and service on brakes, tires, smog checks, oil changes, and more. Ace Auto Care. All your vehicle needs. Everything you want.
Fox News, I'm Sue Guzman. Vice President J.D. Vance says last week's ceasefire with Iran is holding and that the two countries are continuing to negotiate.
The reason why the deal is not yet done is because the president, he really wants a deal where
Iran doesn't have a nuclear weapon. Iran is not state sponsoring terrorism, but also the people of Iran can thrive and prosper and join the world economy.
That's his comments from an interview with Turning Point USA spokesman Andrew Colvett. Multiple states reporting tornadoes, large hail, and destructive wind gusts Tuesday. This Gillett, Wisconsin man says it got scary for a time.
The lightning hit first and then the wind. Well, it was wind shear, you know, or whatever. I don't know what they classified it at yet, but it was howling. So, yeah, pretty bad.
America's listening to Fox News.
Here comes the sun. Here comes the sun.
The Central Coast sun is back. Is your style ready for it? Right now at Michael's Optical in Atascadero, protect your eyes and save big. Take 25% off select sunglasses and 30% off selected men's and women's frames. Whether you need a fresh look, polarized protection, or a new prescription, we've been serving our neighbors for 47 years with high-quality eyewear that fits your life. Please note that discounts do not apply to MSRP lines, so some premium or new collections may be excluded. Visit Michael's Optical and explore the wide selection of frames and find the perfect pair that suits your style and vision needs. Michael's Optical, 8300 El Camino Real, Atascadero.
Look at us, look at us, look at us, look at us. To look your best, just look at us.
Michael's Optical.
Do you use propane for your home or business? Family-owned and operated, Delta Liquid Energy has provided local area residents with dependable and courteous propane service since 1936. From home heating and cooking to powering your irrigation engine pump or forklift, propane can do it all. Don't forget their location. Paso Robles refills propane bottles of all sizes Monday through Friday and has a dump station for your RV. Learn more. Call Delta Liquid Energy, 805-239-0616, or go online, DeltaLiquidEnergy.com.
It is 8 minutes away from 7 o'clock at the Right Choice. KPRL Sports brought to you by the Mattress Specialist.
The Hornets shaded the Heat 127-126 in overtime. LaMelo Ball hit the go-ahead layup with 5 seconds left in OT. Then at the other end, Miles Bridges blocked Davion Mitchell's layup try at the buzzer. Out west, the Blazers erased an 11-point fourth quarter deficit to top the Suns 114-110 in the 7-8 game in Phoenix. Denny Avdija scored 14 of his game-high 41 in the fourth quarter, including the go-ahead three-point play with 16 seconds left. Portland gets the 7th seed and will face the Spurs starting Sunday. Two more games tonight. Baseball, after Monday's offensive outburst, the highest runs per game total in April ever, the pitchers took control on Tuesday. Twins shut out the Red Sox 6-0. Mick Abel struck out 10 in a combo six-hitter.
I think adrenaline kind of got there a little bit towards the end. It felt pretty good to be out there in the 6th and 7th and getting deep into the game.
Tigers trimmed the Royals 2-1, holding KC to 4 hits. Kenley Jansen got save number 479 to move past Lee Smith into 3rd all-time. A 4-hitter for Michael King in his court as the Padres sank the Mariners 4-1. A's nipped the Rangers 2-1. Dodgers edged the Mets 2-1. And the Reds shaded the Giants 2-1. That's Wednesday Sports.
Sports was brought to you by the Mattress Specialist. Sleep tight each and every night. 13th and Riverside in Paso Robles.
North County weather.
Brought to you by Michael's Optical in Atascadero, offering quality glasses and frames from infants to adults. All right, little clouds, little sunshine, mid-70s. Some clouds tonight, overnight lows in the low 40s, and partly cloudy on your Thursday. Friday, though, we'll get some sunshine back in the mid-70s. Saturday, cloudy, low 80s, then mid-70s on Sunday with some clouds. Some sunshine on Monday, upper 60s, maybe some rain. About 55% on Tuesday, mid-60s. A week from today, some clouds, upper 60s. Today's UV index will be 8 up and down. 6:31 a.m., 7:36 p.m., we are at 41 degrees. Weather was brought to you by Michael's Optical, proudly serving you since 1979 on El Camino Real, Atascadero. Okay, here we go. Where you are at, 6 minutes away from 7.
North County weather.
We already did that, you knucklehead you. It's this.
Who let the dogs out? Who let the dogs out?
Hoot, 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 hoot.
The world-famous pet alert is brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. They've got what you need, your most complete firearms and supplier. That includes apparel. As we check in to see what animals may be out there on the highways and byways and get them where they need to be, and that is, of course,
home sweet home. Ain't nothing like it. We can just talk to the animals, which we do, as we talked about a couple of weeks ago, and I think they talk back to us. They know. They know. Some aren't as stupid as they look. All right, looking, there is nothing to report on the world-famous pet alert. And, Chris, we are running out of time, so you are off the hook today. Oh, boy, oh, boy, oh, boy. All right, if you lose one or find one, winged or webbed, two-footed or more, give us a call here at the station Monday through Fridays, 238-1230 or reception at APRL.com. It is very, very simple. World-famous pet alert was brought to you by Uncle Ed's in Atascadero. Simply go to AtascaderoGunShop.com. Okay, just about 4 minutes away from seven here at the Right Choice Trivia Time. Trivia is brought to you by Joe's Place, Paso Robles in Templeton at the One Niner Diner. That would be at the airport. Contest rules do apply. They are on file. Okay, where is it? Where is it? Oh, here it is. According to ESPN's comprehensive sports skills ranking, holy moly, that sounds pretty impressive. What is constantly rated as the number one hardest sport? According to ESPN's comprehensive sports skills difficulty ranking. I'm not saying I disagree with this, but, well, based on what they have here is some of the criteria, perhaps. However, I know what the most difficult thing to do in sport is. But according to them, this constantly rates as the number one hardest sport. 238-5775, 238-KPRL. Hi, good morning.
Golf.
No, not golf. Hi, good morning.
That would be ice hockey.
No, but ice hockey is on the list. It's amazing. It's amazing. Good morning. You're on trivia.
Rugby.
No, rugby didn't make it. All you got to do is just run around. No, come on. Stop it. Stop it, stop it, stop it. Oh, that's another one. You just run around. Rugby's a little tougher, though. I had a guy from Australia who used to say that us Americans that played football were sissies. Hi, good morning.
Good morning. Boxing.
Yes, boxing is consistently rated as the number one hardest sport. Would you agree?
Yes.
Have you ever boxed?
Oh, yes, I did.
Oh, okay. It's it's the.
But I didn't like it. It hurts too much.
Well, I think you're supposed to cover up, aren't you?
Oh, I don't know why. That's why I didn't like it very much.
All right, sir. May I have your name, please?
Bob Gault, G-A-U-L-T.
All right, Bob. We have you down as a qualifier. Thank you very much. Is the deemed the most due to its intense requirements for strength? Stamina, nerve, of course, and the raw endurance compared to the 60 other sports that they were looking at. Yeah, ice hockey is on it, and they also have wrestling and mixed martial arts as well, and football. See, I don't the hardest thing to do. Oh, I'm way past Chris. The didn't go off. Go ahead.
Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil on Armada Drive. The Templeton Area Advisory Group will be meeting tomorrow at 6:30 p.m. in the CSD boardroom at 206 5th Street to discuss the newly proposed Templeton to Atascadero connector project. And a reminder that a section of the downtown city park on the north side of the Carnegie Library in Paso Robles will be closed today for the removal of a beehive. Details of these and other stories coming up. Partly cloudy today with highs in the mid-70s. It's 41 degrees. Local news update brought to you by Steve Schmidt Topsoil. Look for the circus wagon off the 101.
All right, they don't continue on with this list. They just mentioned the ones that I brought up. I wish they would. It'd be interesting to see where the entire ranking is. Anyway, we've got two more to go. This hour brought to you by Paso Tile and Stone. Remember, you can't beat their prices on stone, tile, porcelain, granite, quartz, marble, slabs, and more. They've got it all.
Number one choice for news. This is KPRL, Paso Robles, Templeton, Atascadero. It's 7 o'clock.